Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Houston, Texas. The recent flyby of Jupiter is evidence of the Lord's creation and his return to Earth also. That's the headline. In one moment, Don DeYoung will join me to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, it is a great achievement, and that's talking about scientifically. May I say biblically, there's a more amazing thing that happened, in my opinion. It happened on the fourth day of creation when the Lord spoke into existence the heavens and the sun and the moon and all that's contained within them. That was really amazing, wasn't it?
Well, that creation week just is holy ground, Jimmy. And on day four, when heavens are made, it's just a wonder. You know, Jupiter shows us some other things. The dynamics, the swirling cloud shows us that we don't have an ancient place that's wound down, but it's still young and recently created. We've also found out that Jupiter protects us. The size of that planet, its gravity, would collect comets and other objects that otherwise might hit the Earth. So there's purposes to it all.
That's absolutely the truth. And I think one of those purposes would have to be what the psalmist wrote about in chapter 19, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Isn't that really what we're talking about here, Don?
Well, it certainly is, and there's so much going on in space, Jimmy, of course, that we don't even see. We just catch an occasional glimpse of a red spot on Jupiter, whereas 99% of the activities, we don't see those. I'm sure God and his angels enjoy them. We just get these brief glimpses of the wonders of creation.
You know, that's an interesting thought. Jesus and his angels enjoy these wonderful sights in the heavenlies. We're going to do that one day as well. When the rapture takes place, we go up to be with him forevermore. And eternity future is starting to get more exciting, everything I learn about it. Don DeYoung, an astronomer and a scientist, with the report on the Lord's creation and his return. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As Don DeYoung reported, Jupiter was created on the fourth day of creation, Colossians 1:16, by that same Jesus. The Creator said that he was the Alpha, the beginning, and the Omega, the end of all things that we know today. That found in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. Because Jesus created all things, Exodus chapter 20 verse 11, in 6 24-hour days, we know that he has a plan for the end times, the rapture, and all that follows as well. As creator, he controls the end time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy, Revelation chapters 1 through 22. The revelation reveals to us how close we may well be to the fulfillment of these prophecies with the rapture, the next event. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...